Founded in 1971 by Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum is steeped in authoritarianism and Marxist ideology. It's an ideology which is creeping into governments across the world. To quote Schwab himself when speaking about the Canadian Parliament, "We penetrate the cabinets. I know that half this cabinet, even more than half, are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. It's true in Argentina, it's true in France, now with the president who is a young global leader," end quote. The World Economic Forum promotes globalist issues such as climate change, so-called systemic racism and sexism, and creating an online digital identity. However, closer inspection reveals the World Economic Forum is an anti-capitalist, anti-free market organisation that seeks to subvert Western values and political processes. And they are very organised and very well funded. Their message is designed to appear harmless when in fact the ideology that underpins it is revolutionary and destructive. The World Economic Forum claimed that you'll own nothing and you'll be happy, a slogan that hits the same dystopian note as work makes you free and ignorance is strength. You don't have to be a political philosopher to figure out that if you own nothing, the state owns everything. There's a word for this. It's called communism. The World Economic Forum and its affiliates shamelessly promote the abolition of private property, a central facet of Karl Marx's demented utopian ideology, which led to the deaths of tens of millions of people worldwide in the 20th century. To quote Margaret Thatcher, quote, "Communism never sleeps, never changes its objectives, and nor should we." No matter how sophisticated the World Economic Forum tries to make the abolition of private property around the world sound, the fantasies of Karl Marx always lead to the crushing of individuals' liberties and lives and the expansion of the state's tyranny and power. It is imperative that we pay close attention to the World Economic Forum and do all that we can to preserve liberty and reduce government intrusion in our lives. And if we fail to do so, the anti-democratic forces in the West will continue to march on.
We need Senator Alex Antic to be the new Prime Minister of Australia. The current one is totally on the globalist payroll. This is a corporate system shutting down all their competition to consolidate power of the world economy to then carry out mass depopulation.
There's no longer any doubt that humans are heating up the oceans, land, and sea by burning fossil fuels.
The world has to overcome not only the damage done to our economies and our societies by COVID-19, it also has to confront the repercussions
. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a radio listener, you're only picking up part of this. This is the WEF's latest release called The New World Order.
I see a future where the internet is available for free for everyone. And that means the location of power is going to shift. Decentralization of power structures everywhere may be the beginning of that shift in finance, in political power.
We have to uphold our responsibility, which we have towards the next generation.
Our responsibility. So that's the World Government Summit calling for a New World Order global government in Dubai going on right now. And I spent a good hour this morning. I got up at 4 a.m., got some coffee, saw the Infowars.com article about this. I've already been following it the last few days. But now it's in full swing. And I sat there for over an hour watching clips of the conference. And it is unbelievable. It's on Twitter. And it is, "We are going to cut off all the power and depopulate for the earth. We are going to bring in New World Order. Anyone speaking about New World Order will be silenced. Only those for New World Order." And that's the mind control. World government's real when you're for it. But the minute you don't want to live under it, well, you're a bad person, ladies and gentlemen. And that ties us into the big headline for today's show on Infowars.com. Global financial collapse alert. World Economic Forum forces are systematically destabilizing every facet of civilization to implement a controlled collapse. And they're like, we need more world government to stop the starving. We need more world government to stop the migrants. We need this global total digital control everywhere you do. We need to control you to save civilization. And then later, we must get rid of civilization. They're the ones publicly doing the policies that collapse everything, and then they turn around as if they're the saviors. It's all oxymoronic. But they've got all these global leaders, government, corporate, ecclesiastical, academic, all up there yes-manning because they get paid off. It is something to behold. And tell you, they look scared. They look weaselly. They look pathetic when you watch them. You're like, this is who rules us? This is who's in control of us? That's the real temptation, is you're like, man, I could take over a lot better than these people could if I wanted to be Dr. Evil. But see, that's the Christ in us, though, doesn't let us do that. I mean, the latest from Joe Biden, like, he gets worse by the day. But the footage of him, maybe I should air that next. Yeah, there's two clips I've got. He's like, yeah, I'm here at this fake set. I don't know why I'm here and why I'm taking a fourth shot. But, you know, we need to protect the trans kids. I mean, total and complete cuckoo land. And she's wearing the damn mask. She's all vaccinated. She's all safe. Oh, but they now admit, oh, sorry, the vaccines don't protect you. World Government Summit 2022, ask, are we ready for the new world order? Jamie White article's got all the links. It's incredible at InfoWars.com. I suggest you share that with people. And they go over how they've got to cut off the carbon, which is what we live off of. And they go, look, oh, ETA.gov, look how the U.S. has cut coal by 60% since the year 2002. And look at that. And your power prices have doubled and tripled. And now the other systems can't supply it. Coal's totally clean the way we burn it. But look at that. Oh, but China and India have made 0% cuts. Zero. We have made 60%+ cuts. Think we're open for business? You know what economic war is? To cut our main power source, used to be 70% of our power, to cut it by 60% is devastating. And has nothing to do with the environment. Oh, look at the symbol they all wear. That's the Davos Group rainbow swastika symbol that they all wear. That's their cult. That's their group. That's their operation. What a system. What a time. And look how sycophantic they are. A lot of the tweets about it are like, U.S. bureaucrats, a U.S. bureaucrat sent this out. Man, I really feel cool. Look at who's at this event. This is who I'm talking to. Look at their license plates. And it's the king and then his two sons. So the license plates are number one, number two, and number three. And so he's just, oh, look at the Mercedes G-Wagons. Because let me tell you, they're not getting rid of their private jets or G-Wagons. You're just going to starve to death. We got Tedros of the World Health Organization saying new bioweapons are coming, and we told you of disease X, now the more deadly weapon coming, and then you all die. But let's play this clip. This is an Australian senator, Alex Antic, walks into Parliament and starts dropping absolute truth bombs about the World Economic Forum, and then we'll show you some of bumbling Biden, but here's clip two.
Founded in 1971 by Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum is steeped in authoritarianism and Marxist ideology. It's an ideology which is creeping into governments across the world. To quote Schwab himself when speaking about the Canadian Parliament, we penetrate the cabinets. I know that half this cabinet, even more than half, are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. It's true in Argentina, it's true in France, now with the president who is a young global leader, end quote. The World Economic Forum promotes globalist issues such as climate change, so-called systemic racism and sexism, and creating an online digital identity. However, closer inspection reveals the World Economic Forum is an anti-capitalist, anti-free market organisation that seeks to subvert Western values and political processes. And they are very organised and very well funded. Their message is designed to appear harmless when in fact the ideology that underpins it is revolutionary and destructive. They train aspirational leaders in their ideology and help them make connections in spheres including politics, business and the arts. The World Economic Forum has consistently advocated for the harshest and most extreme COVID measures possible, including lockdowns, mandatory vaccinations, vaccine passports and mask mandates, despite these policies assaulting many of our basic liberties. At the centre of the World Economic Forum's ideology is stakeholder capitalism. Essentially, this is a theory that traditional free market capitalism ignores the dangers posed by climate change, and so the government must enforce restrictive policies to save the environment, even if that means less wealth. Why then are the forum's criticisms of capitalism always directed at Western nations rather than the great polluters such as China and India? The forum believes that your freedoms should be minimised to prevent the imminent climate catastrophe, the one that's coming for 10 years in the last 50 years, by the way. The central theme of the World Economic Forum's material is what they call the Great Reset, which is Klaus Schwab's term for the opportunity the pandemic has presented to reimagine and reinvent the economic policies of the West. The term comes from Schwab directly himself with his 2020 book entitled The Great Reset. In a now deleted video titled Eight Predictions for the World in 2030, the World Economic Forum claimed that you'll own nothing and you'll be happy, a slogan that hits the same dystopian note as work makes you free and ignorance is strength. You don't have to be a political philosopher to figure out that if you own nothing, the state owns everything. There's a word for this. It's called communism. The World Economic Forum and its affiliates shamelessly promote the abolition of private property, a central facet of Karl Marx's demented utopian ideology, which led to the deaths of tens of millions of people worldwide in the 20th century. To quote Margaret Thatcher, quote, "Communism never sleeps, never changes its objectives, and nor should we." No matter how sophisticated the World Economic Forum tries to make the abolition of private property around the world sound, the fantasies of Karl Marx always lead to the crushing of individuals' liberties and lives and the expansion of the state's tyranny and power. It is imperative that we pay close attention to the World Economic Forum and do all that we can to preserve liberty and reduce government intrusion in our lives. And if we fail to do so, the anti-democratic forces in the West will continue to march on, and we may wake up to an Australia that we no longer recognise. Australians deserve to know the extent to which the World Economic Forum's influence and infiltration of our country and how far it has gone, and we're going to find out.
We need Senator Alex Antic to be the new Prime Minister of Australia. The current one is totally on the globalist payroll. This is a corporate system shutting down all their competition to consolidate power of the world economy to then carry out mass depopulation.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
The major corporations of the planet are run by scientific guilds. And they want a monopoly over human life. They don't want to just have all the major crops be GMO and designed by these corporations. They want humans to be, and they're bragging, all of them. We played you the clips just last few days from the Davos Group saying we're involved in a genetic engineering revolution taking over the human bodies. Just last year, The federal government said we have no jurisdiction over nanotech and food. And so now nanotech is in the food, and major universities have done studies in Europe and the U.S. People are finding it in their blood and in their brain tissue, and it's causing all sorts of problems. And you've got these transhumanists bragging that, oh, yeah, we're colonizing your bodies right now. So everything else was a beta test. That's why the human-animal hybrids are out in the open, and the pedophilia is out in the open, and the transgenderism pushing it on kids is out in the open, because it's all meant to destabilize you, freak you out, get you scared, and get you to submit to every form of tyranny you can imagine and then some. And then it's crazy to see people finally starting to figure this out, like this senator we played the clip from earlier, from Australia, Alex Antic, and to see the media attacking him when all he did was in very intelligently quote actual quotes by the globalists. And they're like, he's crazy, he's nuts, he's saying the Australian government is full speech, are alumni of this group and are carrying this out while they're saying they're alumni, while they're executing the orders of Klaus Schwab, who is the head of the Bilderberg Group. Remember Alex Jones would expose the Bilderberg Group and the media would say it didn't exist, and I made films showing it existed just 15 years ago? And now you see why the Bilderberg Group is so important, because we got their documents. We had the sources. We worked with people that have been covering Bilderberg Group for 40, 50 years. People that had received the brain trust of Westbrook Pegler, who was covering Bilderberg before he even knew the name in the late 50s. And then Big Jim Tucker, who died like 8, 9 years ago, good friend of mine. And of course, myself and others, Daniel Estulin. Got to get him back on. I mean, this is the real global controlling force. Absolutely incredible to be here and to know that they are carrying all this out against us, and they're playing God, and that if we just got the public to realize that they're being attacked by this other group, and this other group doesn't have their best interest at heart, and this other group is out to get them, then it would be game over. But because of the censorship and the corporate control, it's very hard to reach people. And when someone talks about these real topics, they get attacked. They get demonized because they're over the target. But you want to be demonized. You want to be attacked. If you really care about humanity, if you don't want this calamity and this whole takeover to actually take place, then we all have a responsibility to get over the target and take the flak, no matter how rough it is, because as rough as this is, letting them take over and letting them depopulate 90% of the world is going to be a lot tougher and a lot harder. Even if you want to join them and try to survive it, you then lose your humanity. And is that something you really want to be part of? So by successive approximation, they train people through social media, through the culture, through political correctness, to submit to the godlessness, to submit to the mindlessness, to submit to the murder of logic, to submit to men can have babies and women can be men and robots are conscious and all these lies. So that they know they've got someone that'll go against their own interest. They know they've got somebody that'll help them trigger the total collapse of civilization, so they can build this transhumanist world on our ashes. So you can pretend all day you're part of the power structure. You can try to play along with it. You can lie to yourself, ladies and gentlemen. But at the end of the day, you've signed on to living death. You know, I mentioned this Joe Biden clip where he is more confused, more out of his mind than ever. And so since I mentioned it, we've got a couple of these clips. Let's just play the clip with Biden where he's saying he doesn't know why he's there getting the shot. Then we'll play the robot dog clip and get to all of that. How many times did I tell you you'll have robot dogs marching up and down the street telling you to stay in your houses during a bioweapon attack? I told you that 10 years ago. There's a video of it. Specifically, exactly this I told you. Not hard to extrapolate this out. And you know, I said yesterday I would do it. And I didn't, because to actually make myself see the next phase of this is so horrible and so multifaceted that I almost, this isn't how it works, but it's just crazy. Everything we talk about comes true. I almost don't want to speak this into existence, though I know it's not us doing it. They're the ones doing it. But I mean, folks, I mean, this is mass civilization collapse. Robots taking everything over. Nothing like this planet's ever seen. Here is Biden, again, not knowing what planet he's on, taking his fourth shot.
And I'm going to get my second booster shot.
Which is the fourth shot. Which isn't a vaccine. Not sure why I'm doing this, he said. Not sure why I'm in this stage. It's fake White House.
I'm reluctant to comment.
Can you comment on the declassified intelligence that he doesn't trust his military leadership since it is declassified?
No.
Mr. President, do you want to willing to provide security guarantees to Ukraine as part of peace talks?
I agree.
Is the U.S. willing to provide security guarantees?
If anyone ever wanted to know what the dystopia looks like, this is it. I mean, all he's got's arrogance left.
Do you want to extend Title 42?
He doesn't know who he is, what's going on. Just shut it off. Please shut it off. Thank you. Here's a robot dog. They got these in New York everywhere now, but this is in Shanghai. Robot dogs with loudspeakers enforce Shanghai lockdown. No one's on the street. Robots are running around saying, stay in your houses. Here it is. And of course, we're all supposed to then go, oh, well, they're doing it in Asia. We've got to submit to it and go along with it right now. I mean, we're just literally inducting ourselves into hell on earth. All right, Roger Stone can tell you that orgies are real in D.C. because he used to run them. I mean, he's repented of it, and we're not judging him. It was consenting assaults, but he's really written a couple big articles that are viral right now that Madison Cawthorn, the congressman, talking about this is dead on. And the congressman did not actually pull back on what he said. That's more fake news where he said, oh, he just said he was joking or it wasn't real. Roger Stone joined just coming up. Separately, I cannot continue to stay on air if you don't support us. I'm not bitching. I'm just saying it's true. And we need to fundraise off this collectible coin that's part two in a three-part limited series. This is the Tree of Liberty. Must be refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Thomas Jefferson quote with a skull on one side, Tree of Liberty on the other. We are extremely proud of it, ladies and gentlemen. And I, again, hope you get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. And we can show you that. Yeah, there it is. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the new coin. It is going to sell out, and there are going to be no more of these. We held back 300 of the last coin and just sold out of those in less than a day when I offered them yesterday. And they're gone now. And we've already sold out half of the Tree of Liberty coin. You could not get a better piece of history. You could not stand up for human liberty in a better way, keeping us on air. This is such a revolutionary thing to do, such an important piece of history to have. I want to encourage you all to be part of history and keep us on the air. And I want to thank you all for your support at 1776coin.com, 1776coin.com, which takes you to patriotcollectibles.com, or simply go to infowarsstore.com on the front page. And there's a link again to patriotcollectibles.com where you can get it. And again, that is a site and great folks we're working with to do this. So I want to thank you for going there, InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com. It is an incredible coin. I am so proud of the new coin, and it is the second in a three-part limited series, and that's it. Only three coins. The next coin's secret. It won't be out for months. This one's about to sell out. Get yours now at 1776coin.com. I've been syndicated by GCN for 25 years, and I've been in the time slot we're in for 23 years, the Rush Limbaugh slot. They wanted me to go up against Limbaugh. I didn't want to, but Ted said, you got the job, I'll pay you the money, and I'll put you on all these stations if you do it. And we exploded from day one. And over the years, talk radio's gotten in trouble and collapsed and gotten small. with the audience it has per capita, but still together it's huge. We have 300 plus affiliates. We reach millions of people a day through them. And Ted owns a few other companies, and he went from GCN being very, very popular and very, very profitable to still being extremely popular with 750 plus affiliates and over 60 shows they syndicate, gardening shows, liberal shows, conservative shows. And he's just been putting his own money in the last 3 years into it and breaking even. But the Democrat Party anti-gun group, we never say their name because they live off us, we don't live off them. They sued him over the years. He spent something like $500,000 fighting him in the last 4 years. And finally they came to him a few months ago and they said, just give us that network, take Alex Jones off the air, and we'll forgive you. But if you don't, we're going to destroy you. And they sent his insurance company a threat of $500 million. This is just ridiculous and preposterous, for our free speech, if he didn't turn things over. They want me off the air, which is ridiculous because we're already syndicated ourselves years ago. But Ted's still there, and we got over 80 affiliates with him. And so I told Ted, I said, what do you need to go through the trial with these people coming up this summer? And he said, well, they tell me about $300,000. If you'll just get me half of that, because Ted's, getting a super rich guy. He's blown through a lot of his money over the years, keeping us on air. He said, I will not basically just close this place. But he said, that's what they're saying. And so we put out the address at GiveSendGo of SaveGCN.com. And listeners raised about $25,000. And that's great. I appreciate that. But we need to raise him over $100,000, and he'll match the money, to fight these people over the next year or so and not just give in to what they want. And again, the world will be a whole other place in a year. We need to stay on air now. We're not worried about the money, our networks, any of this. We're just simply trying to fight hard until the end with this whole situation. And so it all goes to keep us on the air and to stand up for Ted, that stood up for freedom so long, and to fight this legal battle. SaveGCN.com, SaveGCN.com. And they need to raise $80,000 at least. Or I told him, I said, I'll pay for it. I don't have that extra money right now, but I'll get it one way or another. I sold my house. I've been putting all the money in to keep this place going the last 3 months. That's fine. But I mean, we're down to the wire, just like you see in the news with war and COVID and all of it. This is the beginning of very serious times. So we need to stay on air, and God's working through you to keep us on air. So I want you to go to SaveGCN, SaveGCN.com, SaveGCN.com, and donate to get Ted the money he needs to continue that fight. SaveGCN.com, at GiveSendGo, because they're literally trying to shut down the radio network we're on one way or another to get us. And that'd be like, cutting our left hand off. It wouldn't feel good. We can keep fighting. But it's definitely them just hacking through, burning through, getting the bank accounts, taking the sponsors, suing us, deplatforming us, just attack, attack, attack. And that's fine, because they're going down. The New World Order is going down. Everybody's aware of who they are and what they're up to. But we need to stay in attack formation to the end and not stop. So go to SaveGCN.com, SaveGCN.com. Go to SaveGCN.com and make a donation. I appreciate you. Hey, I'm not pressuring you if you don't, but if you think what we've done is important and you want to invest in freedom and free speech and put your finger in the eye of George Soros, this is the place to donate, SaveGCN.com.